Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 18th of July 2009 in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project.
Right.
If I could ask you to tell me your name, surname, age and where you come from, please.
So my name is Matthew Grenby and I live at the moment in Newcastle upon Tyne. My age is 13.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
I guess I would have seen it in the newspapers. I don't know when this was. Several months ago. Friends of mine and I, we all thought this would be a good idea, and we all applied to be residents on the plinth for an hour.
What is it you're planning on doing on the plinth?
Well, I have had a few thoughts, and the one I came down on was to cook some sausages out there. But that chance has been denied me by the fact that no flames are allowed out there. So now I have no plans at all. I shall be simply on the plinth, which I guess really is what I thought it was already always about. It's just ordinary people up there as a kind of cross-section, random cross-section of the society.
And how was it you felt when it was announced, when you were contacted to say you had a slot on the plinth?
I was pleased. One thing I was hoping and I was going to be able to do was possibly transfer my place on the plinth to someone else. Now, I know that's not allowed, but I have a very good friend who has kind of close connections with Trafalgar Square in this spot. He was arrested here in 1990 because of the during the poll tax riots. So we were friends of mine and me. We were all thinking that possibly we could give him some interesting closure on that experience by ceding our place to him. Finding out it's not allowed, I'll do it, and he'll be in the crowd watching me.
Okay. And what kind of reaction then are you? So what kind of impact are you expecting from this?
No impact, really. I'm not expecting to change anything to change because of my hour up there. Not for me, not for the community in general.
And what does the One Another project kind of mean to you? Is it of any particular significance or importance?
I'm pleased about it. I'm a university teacher as my job, and one of the things I used to teach when I lived in London was the history of London, and so I often talked about to my students about the plinths and the statues in Trafalgar Square, and I talked about the fourth plinth, and I even asked them what they thought would be up there, little realising that it would be me one day. And you know, Trafalgar Square has a lot of affinities for me as well. The poll tax riot was a kind of big moment in my life a long time ago. I used to demonstrate outside South Africa House as well, which of course is on the square. And, you know, being the centre of a major world city, I'm very pleased to be sort of at the centre of all of that just for an hour. It's going to be something I'm going to enjoy just on a kind of symbolic level, even if I don't know, get drenched with rain or cold or whatever else.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Quite scholarly, maybe. That's what I do for a living. I've always been interested in history. That's what I teach. Other than that, I'm a very happy kind of guy.
And what kind of things would you say are important to you, are most important to you?
History, culture, friends. Those are the three things, I guess. Were you thinking something more specific?
No, that's fine. In relation to the project itself, and then maybe kind of like more generally, could you just describe any kind of hopes or fears that you have? First of all, with regard to the project, and then kind of more in general.
You mean me being up there for an hour? What am I hoping or fearing
about
that? Well, I don't have any great hopes about it. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it, I think, but I'm not. As I said, I don't think anything particular is going to come out of it. It'll be fun, I hope. In terms of fears, I don't want to fall off. I suppose I'm a bit shy in the sense that I don't want to make a fool of myself. but I have no major anxieties. You wanted to know about hopes and fears
in general,
more general terms?
In general, yeah.
About life, you mean? I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever really asked myself whether I have hopes or fears for life, me personally, or for the world, the larger world. I guess I have the same fears that everybody else has about major dangers to the country, about the wars that are going on at the moment. But I see things as actually going surprisingly well, better than I would have expected 20 years ago or something like that.
Okay, thank you. How are you? Yeah. So how are you? How are you feeling? And out before you get up on the plinth, what emotions are you experiencing?
A slight sense of trepidation, but I'm quite excited about it. I shall be pleased to be out there and see what things look like from that vantage point. But I'm reasonably calm as well, I suppose.
And who's supporting you? Who's coming along with you?
A whole bunch of friends. So as I said, they're all off at. We've been at the cricket today, at the Test match, which has been fun, and then we've been kind of having a meal and a few drinks in the evening, and they're probably still there drinking as we speak. I think they'll come down later on, and I will wave to each other. But I think they're going to try and, I don't know, excite a reaction from me. But I don't know whether I'm going to fall for that or not. The friends I've known for 20, 30 years, I guess, since I was at school.
And then, what kind of expectation then do you have of the kind of that, you know? What kind of rapport do you think you're going to be having for you on top of the plinth and then down at the bottom?
I don't know. I rather think that we're not going to be able to hear one another. I have a ball in my bag. I don't know. Perhaps we'll be able to throw that from one to another. But I don't know. I'm not making any promises. Perhaps if I get bored, I'll start doing charades. But I don't think there's. I think that they're pleased that. To be, you know, like I am, to be involved in sort of national and international project, and that this is something that's impact on our lives in a direct kind of a way, but I don't suppose any of us are thinking it's going to change our lives.
Okay, so yeah, you don't think it's going to change. Do you think it's going to affect you in any way at all at this stage before you go up there?
Well, maybe, I guess, from the way you're asking the questions, that you're going to be doing an exit interview, and perhaps I'll surprise myself by having a transfiguring experience. But no, I don't know. Well, sorry. I'm being a bit, what's the word? Uninspiring, I suppose. But I'm looking forward to it, but I think it's going to be a pleasant thing to do, a pleasant thing to have done, but not something which will be, you know, and cause an irrevocable change.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you have any kind of final closing comments or thoughts on the One Another project as a whole?
I think it's a great project. I'm a bigger admirer of Gormley's work, absolutely. Anyone from the North East, from Newcastle, feels themselves very intimately connected with his work. I was very pleased about the whole plinth project, that's to say the project that's been going on for several years, with this kind of revolving idea of different commissions on the plinth, and this one seems to be exactly the kind of project which is doing what it should be doing. So I'm from a kind of perception of culture point of view, I'm very excited about it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So I shall.